talking with Dorothy from Gingerbread Bakery. And Dorothy, you are more than just bread, and I think it's really fascinating. Why don't you give us the lowdown?
I like to think of us as somebody that wears many hats. To me, it goes a little bit deeper than just sourdough breads. I like to make sandwich loaves and your basic sourdough stuff, but I also like to put art onto my loaves of bread
stencil.
And I also like to kind of do the stencils around whatever theme my event that I am doing. So if it's Christmas time, we'll have Christmas ones. To me, I put a little bit of spin on depending on what event I'm doing. We also offer classes outside of the sourdough. We also offer sourdough classes with a sourdough beginner kit, but we also offer meditation classes and herbalism classes.
Sounds like you've got a lot of stuff just mixing in the bowl, so to speak. What convinced you, or what made you kind of bring all of these elements together?
To me, it's just leaving the world better than I found it. Sense to be cliche. I want to bring healing and fun and art and teach people all of these tools and different things that they can do just to give people, I don't know, maybe they'll find a purpose in it like I did.
That is such an amazing mission, Dorothy. But why Gingerbread Bakery here? I mean, this feels like something you could set up anywhere. Why is it so important to keep it here in the Valley?
I think just probably giving back to the community, because ideally, it's about the community more than it is about myself.
Okay. And before I let you go, I do have to ask, you had mentioned that one of the things that really sets Gingerbread Bakery apart is the way that you decorate your loaves, based on an event or a time of year. What is your favorite way or favorite theme to put onto your loaves?
Honestly, I like the spooky kind of vibes.
Okay.
Because I
dig it.
I use a black cocoa powder, so it kind of sets the theme.
Okay.
Penguin City actually did a tattoo convention, and I marketed it as tattoo bread. And I had kind of tattooed-inspired stencils on my bread, which I thought was kind of cool and a little bit different. My other things would be outside of just, like, holidays and stuff would be sometimes I'll do benefits for people, and around the benefits, one time I did a breast cancer awareness one, and all my products were pink. I dyed everything pink. It was surrounded by that person, and I gave half of my proceeds to the person.
I love it. And I'm also getting a little hungry. So if I or anyone listening wanted to get a hold of some of your loaves or maybe inquire about any of your other offerings, how would they get a hold of Gingerbread Bakery?
You can either find me at Penguin City Night Market every third Thursday of every month, or sometimes you can order from me directly from my Facebook page. And occasionally you'll see on my Facebook page, I'll show where other vending events that I'll be at outside of the Penguin City Night Market.
Dorothy, thank you so much for sharing the Gingerbread Bakery story.